This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I talked earlier about Dollar General. And it's a big sign when a discount store is having challenges. It's one thing to have the store for the middle class experience some, because that's what filters people down. You know, you drop down through the funnel, and guys that used to shop at, you know, let's say Kroger, I don't know what you have in your area, suddenly they're shopping at Aldi's and Dollar General for stuff. But when two things are occurring, you don't get that drop down, number one. And number two, the poor people stop buying your stuff at the lowest level of retailer. It's a big deal. Hey, thanks for spending time with me, Kevin Jackson here, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. They say that American consumers are pulling back on shopping as inflation remains well above the Federal Reserve's 2% target. But guess what? They ignore it. Every time you listen to these leftist pukes, they ignore. Oh, what are you talking about? I was listening to Biden's economic advisor. I think we played this clip the other day. And he's making an excuse for Bidenflation. He's like, well, no, you don't get it. When we ask these specific questions, here's what we get. Let me just let you hear what this man, Bernstein, had to say.
We had a couple of former senators on, Judd Gregg and Heidi Heitkamp, and I mentioned some of the things that are out in the morning papers, Jared. And I guess, you know, I don't want you to just shoot the messenger. I guess the Journal and the New York Post are both Rupert Murdoch-owned entities. That's probably the excuse that I always hear. But here's the cover of the Washington Post LIBOR day, and he just talks about how the president constantly talks about cutting the deficit when in fact it's going to be $2 trillion, double last year. And the cuts that he did make are based on cutting from the pandemic levels. So it's kind of disingenuous. All that taken together, it leaves a very sour taste in most people's mouths, Jared. If you do, and we talk about it all the time, you say people, if you ask them individually about certain things, they're more optimistic, but only one-third consistently of Americans think buy into your contention that Bidenomics is working. So you got to come on. Well, maybe you need to come on every day because it's not working, your message.
Well, I certainly don't have the luxury of doing that, but let me talk a little bit about Bidenomics and people's sentiment about it. I think the polls that you're reflecting are oftentimes very much 30 or 40,000 feet up. I'm not discounting them, by the way. I know they're real. But I want to tell you a little bit about some poll results that ask about the specific components of Bidenomics, okay? 82% support capping insulin costs for seniors at $35 a month. 81% support giving Medicare the power to negotiate for lower prescription drugs, which, by the way, is now very much in the system, and it's helping to reduce the deficit. The other point you just raised, it cuts the deficit by $100 billion over 10 years. 79% support providing tax incentives to create more manufacturing jobs. 800,000 manufacturing jobs since this president has got here, and some really great investment indicators with investment coming off the sidelines. 77% support capping out-of-pocket costs on prescription drugs. That's also coming into play. Now, look, my point is that you can barely get Americans, 80% of Americans, to agree on anything. And here they are, line after line, agreeing about the importance of the components of Bidenomics. So I think it's an inaccurate narrative to declare that somehow Bidenomics isn't working or that it's not favorably received by people when you drill down into what it actually is.
Welcome back, everybody. I don't think you're that stupid. Bernstein, you can't get 80% of Americans to agree about anything. Yeah, you can. Who's he talking? 85% are for capping this on seniors. 80% are talking about negotiating for Medicaid drugs or Medicare drugs. 80% are for capping out of, 85% or whatever, for capping out-of-pocket cost on various drugs. Are you kidding? Yeah, my hand's up. I want all that stuff, but somebody's got to pay for it. I'm all for it.
But, you know, what's interesting about this? You would think, the way they frame it, Joe Biden is auditioning to be president. I ask you, Joe, why haven't you done it? Every one of those things that you're talking about, why haven't you done it? You want to know the answer? Because Joe Biden doesn't care. Joe Biden's been on vacation. Joe Biden's been worried more about transgender issues. Joe Biden has been embroiled in what makes the leftists the most money, which is war. That's what he's involved in. War, foreign and domestic. Foreign, with obviously with Ukraine and Russia, and domestic with us. Everything this man does is feathering the nest of the people who put him in place for the reasons that they put him in place. Specific components. Let me ask you, do you think you could get consensus from this? We would like that if you poll certain people, we would like to make Wi-Fi free for everybody, no matter where you are. We would like to make gasoline prices fixed so that they can't regulate them from state to state and you pay $7 in one place and whatever, you know, $3 in another. It has to be at a certain regulated price that is $2 below the highest part, you know, wherever. I don't know, but we could probably figure out a number. If I said this, the government will subsidize all gas over the $2 a gallon. I bet we could get consensus. I bet there's a lot. There are many things we could get consensus on. And he said, "Oh, you can't get consensus on very much these days." That's a lie. It's an absolute lie. So what he, and to his credit, he said this. It's a 30,000 feet that these polls are coming in, that Bidenomics is not working. At the 30,000 foot level. At the ground level, it's working. But he goes, I don't want to ignore it. He doesn't want to ignore it because he can't ignore it. Ignore at your own peril. Joe Biden can't win an election with his inflation numbers. Period. He could, and it's not just about his inflation numbers. And here's what's interesting. We have pivoted. We have pivoted from talking about this man and the real crux of what he represents, which is he's a crook, to talking about his inflation and acting as if, oh, well, he's polling at the same level as Donald Trump, even though there is no even though. He is not polling at the same level as Donald Trump. On what crazy planet, bizarro world do you live in that you think people don't understand, you know, the silk purse from a sow's ear? Or, no, that's not the right thing I was looking for. That they don't know wheat from chaff, weed from landscape. Biden is toast. They know it, and they want to sell you a whole different narrative.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talked earlier about cops resigning in Philadelphia. Police chief resigning after 3 years. What was the result of this affirmative action appointment of a female top cop in Philly? Crime spiked. Any surprise there? Not for me. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Retail and triage. Why? Because of crime. Shoplifting. People brazenly going in, taking whatever they want. You know who's the benefactor of that, if you want to think of it that way? We are. We're left holding the bag. Everything that we buy costs a lot more money. Do you think Biden is going to address this with Bidenflation? Biden could say, you know what, at the very least what I'll do is I'll stop crime in these stores. I'll clamp down on these people that are stealing because that's causing the price of retail to go up, and at least that would mitigate some of the inflation, the Bidenflation that he so proudly declares for Bidenomics. What an imbecile. So crime soars, inflation soars, the consumer, the stakeholder, the people who actually finances government is financing a cancerous government that is absolutely eating itself, destroying us as a country. And we can't seem to find a solution.
Boy, I tell you what, let's keep depending on those Republicans, because they certainly are making a dent, aren't they? They're making a difference. Mitch McConnell, who doesn't want to prosecute Joe Biden, put him up for impeachment, goes, well, they say impeachment's bad for the party that's trying to impeach the other party. Well, it worked out pretty good for the Democrats, didn't it? They got back into office. Maybe, hey, listen, I don't know, but I from a trend perspective, maybe we should try it. Again, folks, Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. If you do call, leave a message. We get a lot of calls. I hear your car going on in the background, and then at the very end, hello, leave a message. I don't know if we have a beep, but if you don't get on the show, don't worry about it. We'll put you on here. You'll get on eventually, and if you want to be on the show, call, let me know. I'll put you on the show. You got something to say? We'll let you say it. We'll have a conversation. That work? In less than 1 week, not long ago, the top cops from two major metro areas in the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast suddenly resigned with no explanation. Baltimore City Police Commissioner Michael Harrison stepped down as the progressive-run city struggles with homicides, a drug crisis, a troubling rise in violence involving teenagers. Next was New York City Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell announced her resignation, an abrupt decision that left the nation's largest police department shocked. This was not too long ago. These two resignations happened. I just mentioned Philly. Here's the question you should be asking yourself. Okay, look at the crime rate in all these cities. They're bringing in these new law enforcement experts, and nothing happens. Do you think it's a police issue, or do you think it's a politics issue? Sewell was appointed by Mayor Eric Adams last year after he pledged to nominate a black woman to head the department with over 36,000 uniform officers during his campaign. The sudden resignation at City Hall was, here's what she says, I want to thank Commissioner Sewell for her devotion over the last 18 months and her steadfast leadership. Her efforts in playing a leading role in the administration's tireless work to make New York safer. It's not. She didn't even explain it. She just left. But they said there was an internal power struggle between Sewell and a guy named Philip Banks III, who was appointed deputy mayor for public safety. Quote, questions have swirled for months about whether Sewell's authority was being undermined by Adams. He appointed Phillips Banks III as deputy mayor for public safety, creating what was effectively another senior-level layer of supervision over the city's law enforcement agencies. Power struggle. You've heard that term before. Let me ask you, how much power do you want? You as an individual, do you wake up in the morning and go, where can I go get my power? Are you Machiavellian? Are you scheming against somebody that's in somewhere around, you know, in your sphere of influence and saying, I'll take over. My child is getting too big for his britches. I will get my power. I can tell you this. I don't wake up any morning seeking any power. The closest we get to it is going, hey, can we improve our social media footprint? Will they stop shadow banning us? But we're not looking for power. We don't even want more people in our Twitter feed or whatever, or my Wimkin feed for evil. We want it because we just want to get the truth out. And not for power. These people want power. So this lady, Sewell, leaving, you know what she was saying to Mayor Adams? Screw you and your power. You use me as a token for 18 months. You put me in a position of power, and you gave me none of it. Why? Because you never wanted to give it up in the first place. And then what did he do? Let me tell you how leftists work. They put a woman in charge, then he immediately puts a man above her. Wink, wink. You're not above her, Philip Banks III. Wink, wink. But you make sure that she doesn't get anything done. And as I mentioned before, why would Adams acts like he wants to clean up New York. There are many times he has very conservative views on things. But what's the result? A bunch of lip service. In a recent interview, Sewell was asked about about any book she was reading and replied, "Stats." Perhaps, they write, out-of-control crime could be another reason for her resignation. New police data shows that even though murders have slowed, there have been a jump in felony assaults and car thefts. It's whack-a-mole. Or what, call it whack-a-mole, squeeze the balloon, whatever you want to think about it. That is what happens in the big cities. They don't solve problems. They move them around. Oh, well, our murder rate has dropped 23%. Yeah, but your sexual assault rate went up 47%. Your armed robberies went up 117%. I mean, really? So fewer people got killed. They survived. Okay, so what does that mean? Your hospitalization's better? You know how to treat bullet wounds better than you did before? The stats don't mean anything if they're not going down universally across the board. Democrats don't care. All these social justice reforms and the things that they have going on. Look at, you think Chicago's going to get any better under this guy that replaced Lightfoot? Did it get any better under Lightfoot? Did it get any better under Rahm Emanuel? Look, the answers are no, 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 and no. Because it doesn't. It's not going to get any better anywhere. These top cops are resigning because their hands are tied. They can't get anything done. And I don't care how good you are in law enforcement, if the politicians won't let you in the chaos, it's not going to work. And as long as cities let Democrats and other leftists be in control of their cities, what do you think the expectation is going to be? Two words if you live in the city. Get out.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee wants the Georgia District Attorney prosecuting former President Trump to turn over documents. Republican Committee Chair Jim Jordan of Ohio sent Fannie Willis a letter late last month demanding records related to any communication with federal officials concerning her investigation. Willis is prosecuting Trump and 18 others in a sweeping indictment, accusing them of trying to illegally overturn Georgia's 2020 presidential election results. Since May of this year, wage growth in in the United States has been outpacing inflation, bank rate analyst Sarah Foster points out.
The economy is turning a corner. The gap is closing. But when you compare how much prices have risen since the beginning of 2021, we can see that there's about a 3-point gap for wages.
And the NFL is back. Kansas City taking on the Lions tonight. Dave Collins, USA News.
Shahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I know this is going to be hard to believe, but the Washington Post actually called out Joe Biden for his lies. Yep. And that comes to the one of those deals where hell freezes over, right? They called him out. Multiple lies. Now, we played a clip the other day of Biden's lies. These are the recent ones. We should play that just as an introduction, as a reminder of how easy it is for Joe Biden to lie.
That like walking into the great Senate chamber at 29 years old?
You know, I walked in when I was 21 and I got arrested. And they just got out of session. I walked in the back. All of a sudden, I found myself in the chamber and I was stunned. I walked up, sat down in the presiding officer's seat. Guy grabbed me by the shoulder and said, "You're under arrest."
I came back from South Africa trying to see Nelson Mandela and getting arrested for trying to see him on Robben's Island. He was in prison.
I had the great honor of meeting him. I had the great honor of being arrested with our UN ambassador on the streets of Soweto trying to get to see him on Robben's Island.
Your campaign has come out since and said, no, you were separated from other people at the airport. But you did say arrest three times. What? Why?
I said arrested. I meant I was not able to move. Cops, upper counters, would not let me go with them, made me stay where I was. I guess I wasn't arrested, I was stopped.
I did not live the struggles of Douglas, Tubman, King, Lewis, Goodman, Cheney, Swearinger, countless others, known and unknown. I did not walk in the shoes of generations of students who walked these grounds, but I walked other grounds. They think I'm kidding, man. Seems like yesterday the first time I got arrested anyway.
What's interesting when you listen to Biden is you can tell when he knows in his mind, I've gone off the edge here, I've lied. You can even tell in that exchange he knew he got caught. And it's at the very end that you get it where he's, and let's play it again, that piece of the clip. You know what I'm talking about.
But I walked other grounds. They think I'm kidding, man. Seems like yesterday the first time I got arrested anyway.
Hey, you think I'm kidding, man? And he seems like, anyway, because he's going off and he knows that I can't get away with this as much anymore. It's fun to watch him. And they ask him, you said three times you got arrested. Well, I was not able to move. Let me ask you. Who do you know who's been arrested who wasn't able to move that went, I got arrested? I mean, who do you know? Have you ever heard that in your life? Of course not. Because he was lying. And the other thing you should note when Joe Biden says things like, the cops got me, the Afrikaners, when he has to embellish, it wasn't just cops, it was Afrikaners, it was the racist cops. He's got to make you feel it. Anyway, they go on. Biden, like many politicians, likes to tell stories. Stories that attempt to connect his life story with audiences and make up an essential part of his persona. Speaking to survivors of the devastating Maui fire on August 21, Biden recalled how lightning had once struck a pond outside his home, sparking a fire. To make a long story short, almost lost my wife, my 67 Corvette, and my cat, he added, all kidding aside, because it was not that good of a joke, was it? They go on to say this. But throughout his career, most famously in his first presidential campaign in the 1988 election cycle, Biden's propensity to exaggerate, that's an interesting way to put it, or embellish tales about his life led to doubts about his truthfulness. Contemporary news reports on the house fire do not match his telling of it, fanning criticism that he had lied to a vulnerable audience. Are these people actually wanting us to believe at the Washington Post that this is news? Joe Biden is a liar. And they support it. Leftism condones his lying. They encourage it. Look at what's going on with his son and this Burisma and Ukraine and Russia and China and all these other countries. They're condoning this man being a liar. Here's where they go. Joe Biden shared his life, or his version of it, continuously, wrote Ben Kramer in his 1992 book, What It Takes, about the 1988 campaign. He confided it, displayed it, spread it, profligated it, or profligatedly, even expanded it to connect it with your life. He would settle for nothing less. Professional politicians. You want to know why Trump resonates? He doesn't need to exaggerate. Donald Trump, we built this big, beautiful building. It was one of the nicest, probably one of the nicest ones you'd ever go into. Yeah, matter of fact, it was the nicest. You may say, oh, that's exaggeration. No, it's not. It's Trump's vision of what he thinks he built. But it has, and Trump buildings aren't that nice. Not to me. I don't think they're beautiful. But they're built in his image. He thinks they are. But he built a big, beautiful building. That's for sure. May not be your taste. Joe Biden's done nothing. He's got a life that's an embarrassment. What Joe Biden should have accomplished as a senator compared to what he did, I know why he lies. He's embarrassed. He's like, I mean, look, how many of us look back on our lives and go, what could I have accomplished? I know many accomplished people that still do it. I do it. But I'm not embarrassed enough to go, let's just beef it up here in all these different areas. Should be enough. And your time has come. Your light will shine. And then it's gone. I wish I were a fraction of the athlete I was back in the day. I also wish I'd done better. I wish I'd trained harder. I wish I'd had more drive in certain areas. I just didn't. But we can look back on it, but there's no reason to go, well, yeah, I was the best, biggest radio show in the history of man. You know? No. Even though we are number one in all of Africa. Oh, man. They go on to say this. Sometimes the stories turned out to be largely true, such as the one about confrontation of a 19-year-old lifeguard with a gang leader named Corn Pop. But others fall short, as Biden has continued a tradition of embellishing his personal tales in ways that cannot be verified or directly refuted by contemporary accounts. Biden has brought honesty and integrity back to the Oval Office, Deputy White House Press Secretary Andrew Bates told the Fact Checker. Like he promised, he gives the American people the truth right from the shoulder and takes pride in being straight with the country about his agenda and his values, including by sharing his life experiences that have shaped his outlook and the hardworking people relate to. And as Americans know, there are countless moments from everybody's own personal history that are not covered in local newspapers. Well, they accounted a lot of his tales. The tale of the fire. 6 times he talked about this. And he says, and I know having a house that burned down with my wife in it, she got out safely, God willing that having such a significant portion of it burn. I can tell 10 minutes makes a hell of a difference, he said. This was at an infrastructure event in November of 2021. In March of this year, speaking to a firefighters conference, lightning struck in the pond behind my house. He goes on, caught the fire underneath the floorboards of my house. It was during the summer. Air conditioning was on. Smoke that thick in all three stories. And he went on and on. Speaking at a summit on fire prevention in October. We almost lost a couple of firefighters, they tell me, because the kitchen floor was, the burning between the beams in the house, in addition to almost collapsed, into the basement. The contemporary are much less dramatic. This is from the Wilmington News Journal. Biden House on Barley Mill Road was reportedly hit by lightning, 8:16, emergency officials said. There were no injuries. Firefighters kept the fire contained to one room. The article added that firefighters from Cranston Heights, Tallyville, Ellsmore, Mill Creek, Hockenson Fire Companies arrived to find heavy smoke coming from the house. They told the newspaper the flames did not spread from the kitchen. Luckily, we got it pretty early. The fire was under control in 20 minutes. Yet, you heard Joe Biden's rendition of it. At a DNC committee fundraiser in 2021, Jill Biden offered an account. A while back, our house was struck by lightning and caught fire. I'll never forget standing in the rain watching the firefighters try to put it out. I was devastated, she said. I turned to Joe, who loved that house, and said, Joe, what are we going to do? He looked back at me with a smile and said, look at it this way. Now we can fix all the things we didn't like. Probably did happen. Not as much as an embellishment, but... Then there's another one where Joe Biden lies. The tale of the Amtrak conductor. At least 10 times as president, most recently during an August 15 speech in Milwaukee, Biden has told a heartwarming but implausible story about an Amtrak conductor named Angelo Negri who congratulated him for traveling more on Amtrak than he had on Air Force One planes as VP. Biden often brings up the anecdote when discussing infrastructure projects or speaking to labor groups. Tales vary slightly in each retelling. In one version, told at a New Jersey transit facility, he recalled, Angs walks up to me and says, Joey, baby, grabs my cheek. And I thought the Secret Service was going to blow his head off. And let me ask you this. I'll stop right there. You believe that? I don't believe that happens for one second.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We're discussing Joe Biden lies. Obvious lies. Easy lies. And, you know, look, if people want to fall for this crap, fine. It's a magician parlor trick, but it's like a magician who you already know how the trick is done, and he's showing it to you, and he wants you to believe in the magic, and you're like, no, sorry, I know how it's done. Once that trick is exposed, it's done. Why can't we make this happen politically? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Biden lied about some guy walking up to him. His name was Angelo Negri. And he says that he literally says this. Ange walks up to me and he goes, Ange. Yeah. Ange walks up to me and he goes, Joey, baby, grabs my cheek. And he says, so Joey, you've actually traveled not 2 million miles, but you've traveled more than 2 million miles on Amtrak. So Joey, I don't want to hear about this Air Force One anymore. And he says it like, oh, I'm such a cool cat. People love me. We become buddies. Not enough to get in the inner circle. Hey, not enough to get in on that money coming from overseas. Not, I mean, if you're really in with Ange, well then put him into the loop. Give him some of that money coming from Ukraine. WAPO also adds this to the story there when they were, because they're writing about Joe Biden and his lies. And they say often Biden will add this true story. He says, but it's not possible this conversation took place that Biden described. Negri and Biden were friends, according to a CNN interview with Negri's stepdaughter in 2021. She says Negri adored Biden. But Biden didn't pass the 1.2 million mark until 2016. Negri retired from Amtrak in 1993, 16 years before Biden became vice president. He died in 2014, 2 years before Biden claims that the conversation took place. Now that's the fact check. There was another one, a tale of gay men in suits kissing 3 times a year, at least 7 times in 2014. Biden told a version, most recently on August the 10th, of a story about words his father supposedly spoke after a teenage Biden saw 2 well-dressed men in suits kiss each other in downtown Wilmington in the early 1960s. Joey, it's simple. They love each other, Biden's father is said to have remarked. Biden usually mentions the story when he's discussing gay issues, but there are reasons to be skeptical. Biden depicts a scene that would have been unusual 6 decades ago. He describes this exchange with his father as usually taking place in 1961, but back then, gay men generally did not kiss in public. Many people regarded homosexuality as deviant. Delaware's Rahimath Beach had some bars regarded them as gay-friendly, but it's not the same as a straight-laced business community in downtown Wilmington. So on its surface, people know Biden's lying. But it goes on. Moreover, the story has evolved over time. In 2014, New York Times article on his evolution on same-sex marriage, he was the father in the story speaking to one of his sons. In the article, Biden's father figures in a different story on a similar theme, forcing a friend to apologize after insulting a gay couple at a Delaware beach. But in 1987, Biden told the LA Times another version that his father had lectured him after he tried to put off a visit to a gay couple who were strong supporters of Biden's, of the senator and shared an apartment at a Delaware beach. Now, how much more do you need to hear? We already talked about his civil rights arrest. They said Biden had a tangential role in the civil rights movement. The fact checker determined he participated in 1 walkout at a restaurant and picketed a segregated movie theater. And yet sometimes he suggested he was arrested for advocating on behalf of black people. And that goes back to the thing I played earlier, to the clip that I played earlier. Joe Biden catches himself in a lie and then he's like, oh, yeah, I better move on because I'm about to keep lying here and they'll be able to prove it. They talked about, he says that his mother warned him not to go to the protest. Remember when I told you not to go down there, honey? Because everybody is protesting and you got arrested standing with the family on the porch. His mother told him in a version he recounted in 2017. Twice, Biden said the police merely brought him back home from the protest after he stood on the porch. But they said, but when we investigated, the story didn't add up. There was a protest of a black couple who had purchased a house in an all-white area. But it was a neighborhood many miles from the Biden's home. Biden instead appears to be referring to a protest that took place outside the home of the real estate agent who was involved in the sale. That was near where he lived as a teenager at the time. 3 times he claimed he was arrested in South Africa for trying to see Nelson Mandela, who was imprisoned on Robben Island, which is a clip we played, near Cape Town. Completely false. He amended it to say he was stopped at the airport while traveling with a congressional delegation, though others on the delegation, you ready for this, said it didn't happen. This is the man who leads the free world, who wants you to trust him with everything that he says, who tells you, my son's done nothing wrong. What else has Biden lied about?
Why does Joe Biden make so much stuff up? There's much talk online about whether Joe Biden is in cognitive decline, whether he has dementia, why he's so incoherent. But today, forget the weird stuff that Biden says that doesn't make any sense.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by... Go, you know the thing.
Forget all of that, though, and focus on his falsehoods. The fact that he just makes stuff up, that he does seem to be a fabulist. Here are just five examples. Number one, his arrest in apartheid South Africa. The former vice president said three times during the month of February alone that he got arrested trying to see Nelson Mandela in prison.
I had the great honor of meeting him. I had the great honor of being arrested with our UN ambassador on the streets of Soweto trying to get to see him on Robben's Island.
Except it's a lie. Biden himself was forced to fess up on CNN.
When I said arrested, I meant I was not able to move. Cops, upper counters would not let me go with them, made me stay where I was. I guess I wasn't arrested, I was stopped.
To be clear, he didn't misspeak, he didn't misremember, it wasn't a gaffe. It was a lie, and a really bad one, because he even claimed at one point that Mandela later thanked him for getting arrested. Number two, there's the silver star that never was. Over the years, Biden has told a moving but false war story in speeches and at rallies. He did it in New Hampshire last August.
This guy climbed down a ravine, carried this guy up on his back under fire, and the general wanted me to pin the silver star on him. I got up there and stand, this is God's truth, my word is a Biden. He stood his attention. I went to pin him. I said, sir, I don't want the damn thing. Do not pin it on me, sir. Please, sir, do not do that. He died. He died.
He didn't pin the medal on the guy, who wasn't a Navy captain. He just made it up. And Biden has told this story time and again over the years, changing the details in it ever so slightly on each occasion. So sorry, it's not a gaffe. It's pure misrepresentation. Then there's Iraq, where the former vice president says he only voted for the war because the Bush administration tricked him.
I made a mistake. I said it 14 years ago. I trusted George Bush to keep his word. He said he was not going to go into Iraq.
Except Biden was calling for war with Saddam Hussein in 1998.
The only way we're going to get rid of Saddam Hussein, and it's going to require guys like you in uniform to be back on foot in the desert taking the son of a, taking Saddam down.
He also says now that he opposed the Iraq war as soon as it started.
From the moment shock and awe started, from that moment, I was opposed to the effort and I was outspoken.
A complete fabrication. Here he is several months after the invasion began, praising both the war and George Bush.
Some of my own party have said that it was a mistake to go to Iraq in the first place. But the cost of not acting against Saddam, I think, would have been much greater. The President of the United States is a bold leader, and he is popular.
Again, Biden just makes stuff up. He makes demonstrably false claims without an iota of shame. Number four, there's Biden's role in the civil rights movement, which is pretty easy to summarize. He didn't have one.
When I marched in the civil rights movement, I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes. And we changed attitudes.
When I was about the age of the guy standing over there, I got involved in the civil rights movement.
He knows it's untrue. Don't take my word for it. Take his.
I was not an activist. I was not out marching. I was not down in Selma. I was not anywhere else.
Imagine as a white guy lying about your role in the civil rights struggle. Finally, you all know that Biden had to quit his 1988 campaign after he was caught plagiarizing parts of his stump speech. But Biden also lied about his grades.
I think I probably have a much higher IQ than you do, I suspect. The first year in law school, I decided I didn't want to be in law school and ended up in the bottom two-thirds of my class and then decided I wanted to stay, went back to law school, and in fact ended up in the top half of my class.
In fact, he graduated 76th in a law school class of 85 students.
I legitimately could make an entire show of nothing but Biden lies, blatant lies, speeches he's given, stuff like that. It's pathetic. If you support this kind of a guy, a clown, shame on you.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.